AP News. I'm Ed Donahue.
Hamas has announced it has accepted a ceasefire proposal from Egypt and Qatar. This comes as the White House says President Biden spoke today with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Netanyahu spoke to his nation yesterday as signs were growing Israel is about to invade Rafah in Gaza.
If Israel is forced to stand alone, Israel will stand alone. But we know we are not alone because countless decent people around the world support our just cause. And I say to you, we will defeat our genocidal enemies. Never again is now.
There was no immediate comment from Israel on the announcement of a ceasefire agreement by Hamas. The total fines against former President Donald Trump is up to $10,000 for violating a gag order. Judge Juan Mershon in New York fined Trump $1,000 today and warned of the possibility of jail time for more violations. The AP's Julie Walker has more on today's testimony in Trump's hush money trial.
For the first time, jurors hear about the reimbursements at the root of the charges against Donald Trump. Former Trump Organization controller Jeffrey McConney testified about reimbursing Michael Cohen for $130,000 he'd paid to a lawyer for Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal, who said they had sex with Trump, which he denies, plus adding on more money. McConney said handwritten notes from former Trump finance chief Alan Weisselberg about reimbursing Cohen were stapled to the bank statement in the company's files, adding the money coming from Trump's personal bank account. The former president accused of falsifying business records by labeling the money as legal fees. Prosecutors say by paying it as income and giving extra for taxes, Trump execs were able to conceal the reimbursement. Trump denies the charges. Julie Walker, New York.
Nearly 10 million people live in areas under threat of severe weather. This is AP News. Randy Travis released a new single with the help of artificial intelligence. The AP's Margie Zaraletta has the story.
A lot of fuss has been made about artificial intelligence creating fake songs by artists like Drake or Cher. But what if it was used with permission to give a voice to someone who lost it?
She had eyes like diamonds.
That's Randy Travis's new single, Where That Came From. Travis's stroke in 2013 left him with limited speech and unable to sing. The song was created with AI from vocals spanning Travis's career with the help of his longtime producer Kyle Lenning and a demo vocal from singer James Dupree. Travis's wife Mary says he went through every emotion there was in the 3 minutes of hearing his voice again. She says more songs are likely, but they want to see where this goes first. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Ceremonial gun salutes rang out across London under soggy skies to mark the anniversary of the coronation of King Charles. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.